Welcome to Conducting Conversations, brought to you by Maestro PMS. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney, and we have a great conversation, very special conversation. We're all in the same room here. Doesn't usually happen, but there is a big conference going on. So we thought, you know what? Let's talk about some cool things that are happening, and can't wait to have you hear from all of our guests. So without further ado, let me introduce you to them. We've got Tyler Mulkey, who is Head of Business Development and Strategic Partnerships for Purple Cloud. Margaret Legum is Senior Solutions Consultant for Maestro PMS. And Patty Caldwell is Director of Operations at Texas A&M Hotel and Conference Center. Thank you all for being with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We do have some exciting things to get to. We are going to describe key features of Maestro Purple Cloud integration. We're going to tell you how it's being used. And this is what I love. We're going to have some success stories of some feedback that we're getting back, right? So really excited to get into this. So a foundational question for you, Tyler, to start things out. When we're talking about Purple Cloud integration, explain how the joint solution facilities communication works between front desk and the housekeeping staff.
Absolutely. So front desk is actually able to see everything that's taking place in back of house. So with our integration with Maestro PMS, we have a seamless two-way integration where housekeepers, whenever they're cleaning rooms throughout the day, engineers are actually creating work orders, preventative maintenance is taking place, as well as any service requests. Everything that's updated within Purple Cloud is now updated in Maestro. So front desk is able to have a pulse on the heart of house and the back staffing.
Yeah, absolutely. A big help there. So what benefits does real-time room status? Because I mean, knowing something as it's happening has to be so key. So how is that benefiting not only guests, but staff as well?
Yeah, this is fun. So essentially what it does is it provides a ton of transparency. So front desk doesn't have to worry about where is Ella at? Is she finished, you know, with cleaning room 101? Purple Cloud provides that bridge and transparency to inform the front desk, as well as it reduces the amount of communication touch points. So now front desk is able to communicate and within one message rather than having to use walkie-talkies or text messages or emails. Everything is all done within Purple Cloud.
So to Tyler's point about the transparency, that was one of the key initiatives for us, because in our industry it's all about time. And so time represents significant payroll savings from an operator's perspective, and it also is a guest satisfaction for the customer. So the fact that the front desk knows that Ellie is in the room cleaning, when that guest comes to check in, they're able to now quote, your room should be ready in about 15 minutes, because they see that Ellie's already in that room, as opposed to having to call, to his point, call the housekeeping team, find out the status of the room. They could have a line of people at the front desk. And so they could then get sidetracked and forget to even make that call. So the fact that they're able to kind of close that with the customer right then and there is just a huge, huge benefit. So
absolutely. You talk about time too, and we're talking about staff with time, but from a guest perspective, because the guest wants to have the best experience possible, and every minute counts, right? Mm-hmm. So if you can let them know exactly when things are gonna happen, it's better for everyone.
Yeah, it just makes us, it makes us more efficient.
Yeah.
And so that is obviously important to the guest, and they feel like that we've got it all under control for them.
And to further that efficiency, when the guest actually ends up in their room, and let's say they're missing towels, if they send that notification, like they text that through guest XMS and Maestro down to the front desk with our integration with Purple Cloud, it then dispatches the need for those towels to Ellie or Ella, whoever's on duty at the time. So that makes it even that much more powerful and efficient. So she goes and gets the towels and brings it to the room.
That's wonderful. I mean, I don't know if anybody's kind of stalked housekeeping staff before. I know I have. They're looking for something, or like, I think I hear them. Let me see if I can run out and try to get something. So definitely a huge time saver there. So we kind of just scratched the surface about the benefits that we're seeing on both sides of things. But let's talk about specifically about the guest satisfaction and what they're seeing. Patty, can you kind of walk us through the process of how Purple Cloud is really having so many ways that we may not even off the top of our head think of to make that guest experience better.
Yeah, absolutely. So we start communicating with the guests from a texting platform, Guest XMS, and that starts probably about a week out. We're giving them some information about pre-arrival or whatnot. So we're engaging with the customer at that point. So at any time as this guest is preparing to arrive, they can start having conversations with live agents. You know, we're manned 24/7. So there's always a human touch point on the backside of that, and we can start that engagement with the customer. So what's great about Purple Cloud is if a guest maybe needs to inform us that they are going to be a late arrival, don't release my room. At that point in that chat feature, we're able to push that information straight over to Purple Cloud and integrate it into the late checkout field in Maestro. And so that's all real time. So at any given time, everyone knows this guest is going to be arriving at 1 a.m. or whatever that might be. Same thing. Maybe they're...
And don't release the room.
Right, don't release the room, right. They're going to a sporting event and they do need extra sets of towels because they're going to be having kids showering throughout the day. And so as those requests are coming in, again, we can push those requests straight over to Purple Cloud. And that is an integration that we built once we were live, because we really saw that need. So many of those requests were coming through on this chat feature. And it was a secondary step for us to then have to hop over to Purple Cloud, put that in. So again, with the collaboration between Maestro and Purple Cloud, they fixed that for us. And so now the time savings is just huge for the front desk, and the front desk doesn't get distracted. It's just a seamless movement, as opposed to I've gotten distracted because now someone's checking in and he's here live, and now I've forgotten to go back and do this. So you can just really close that request immediately. And that has just been, the front desk is just ecstatic about that. So
we're talking about pushing things over to Purple Cloud. Mm-hmm. Let's push things over to you, Tyler. Get your take on all of that.
Absolutely. So like Patty was saying, Patty essentially and her leadership team had a vision. And so, you know, essentially when we first started having conversations, they were looking at their technology ecosystem, and they went to the drawing board and they were like, hey, we want to be able to find something that's very useful for the guest and also find something that's very useful for back of house. And so we put the band together and got with Maestro and the Guest XMS team and our team as well. And so we built a very unique ecosystem for them to be able to provide high guest satisfaction to the property.
And if I can just add to that, we keep saying Guest XMS, and it's really important to point out Guest XMS is a collaboration between Maestro and a company called Fetch. So it's a fabulous two-way text messaging. And so it really took some really unique partners like Purple Cloud to even make that collaboration that we made with Fetch that much more powerful. Mm-hmm. So it's Guest XMS is Maestro and Fetch. And then, you know, as we know what Purple Cloud does with the housekeeping, it's a housekeeping on steroids, as I like to say. It's just a powerful, you know, closing of those gaps that you guys identified.
Yeah, and that was, I know we were talking earlier about it. That was one of the things that I was very passionate about, is we wanted... you know, Maestro is the mothership, you know, it's our property management system. Everything revolves around that. So we wanted platforms that integrated and worked well with Maestro. And for the end user, that's what's been so fabulous for us, is no idea is a bad idea. And we've thrown a lot of things. Hey, can you do this? Can you do this? And some of it was just lobbing it out there to see. And they are always like, you know what? Let us look into it. And I think, honestly, at this point, I don't think we've been told no ever yet. So just from even the things that we've been able to add to it, here's one immediately that came up on, I think, the day that we were going live, was we realized Maestro has the ability to track when pets are in rooms. And that was not part of Purple Cloud's initial design to pull that field over so that room attendants could see when there are pets in the room. But that's something the room attendants, you know, some of them are scared of dogs. And, you know, even though you tell them they're supposed to be crate, they never are. They're running free in the rooms. And so that was important to them. So we got that fix done pretty quick, I think within a week or so of going live. So it's little, it might seem little, but it's so important. And it just, it makes us just more effective.
Yeah.
So.
And it goes back to the time factor too, because all of these little setbacks, yes, or little things that they may seem, you know, insignificant at the point, but they all add up, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And that's what our housekeeping team loves about this. It's very user-friendly. You know, they all have their iPads. It's real time. They can see the status. So as a guest is coming in, they know the front desk will do a soft arrival, if you will, and they know that this guest is actually here. And so that helps the housekeepers know, okay, I need to go to this room. And that ties all that to your guest satisfaction. So we know that, you know, rooms aren't ready till 4 o'clock, but we want to get our customers into those rooms if we know that they've arrived at noon and that room's available. Why would we not want to do that? So so it just lets the housekeepers kind of navigate that. And I can tell you what we were really surprised about when we were talking to the housekeeping team is they want to know. You know, they don't want to just clean the room. They want to know who their customer is.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. Our scores are really through the roof. And I can't tell you how many times we get comments now on our comment cards about the housekeepers were so engaging. And I met Esmeralda in the hallway. And they know them by name. It's just they're just happier.
Yeah.
And they feel like they're part of the overall business. Like they understand what they're doing now. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
As opposed to I'm just cleaning a room. Mm-hmm. I'm just no, there's so much more than just a housekeeper. They're an integral part of, I mean, without them, we wouldn't have a business. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And I think that would help with repeat business too, because you have a lot of people that travel, they'd like to travel in the same places, mm-hmm, and they get to know these people.
Yeah.
Becomes their away from home family,
yeah.
Esmeralda and,
yeah,
and the whole staff,
yeah,
and they know Mr. Parks and Mrs. Parks,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I think it's mutually beneficial. So let's talk about some of the response here, because you talked about reviews.
Mm-hmm.
What are we all hearing from what's going on?
Yeah, so you know, we chatted earlier about you know, from a management perspective, time is money. So there's two things which I think are just tremendous wins for us. Because of Purple Cloud, they have some gamification built in as well that we've taken advantage of. So we've got some fun competitions going on. But for us, it's about how quickly they clean those rooms. Well, quick still needs to equate to quality. So it's not just about getting in and getting out. You want the quality to be there too. And but yet you want your minutes per room to be in line. So we saw significant savings. And I think a lot has to do with the gamification. They know that I've gone into this room, there's a little countdown clock, so it makes it fun for them. But we've shaved off 4 minutes per room, and that is significant.
Wow.
It equated to over $100,000 in savings for us last year. And I don't want to say that, but that was with little to no effort. And we really do believe it's in large part because of now the team feels engaged. They're having fun. And so it's just been wonderful. And we've got a lot of rules. You know, our housekeeping team isn't fond of our double bedded rooms, our queen rooms. You know, though, that's the worst part. I think of if you ask any housekeeper what they hate the most is making the beds.
Yeah.
You know, and
well, who
doesn't? Oh, right. It's hard.
I still can't.
It's hard. It's hard work, and you also can have your most injuries there as well. So for us, we wanted to try to say that any housekeeper on their boards is only going to get XY queens. We don't want someone to get all queens. It's just too hard. It's really not about the minutes per room. It's just it just drains them. So we were able to, that's what we love about Purple Cloud, is you can really customize the rules and put some parameters in there. So when the management team is signing boards in the morning, they're just pushing a button because these rules are already written, and it's doing all these calculations on the back end. So We don't have to do that manually anymore, which took us to open the house before this. It would take us, even with a system, because these rules weren't available to kind of carve off some of this customization, it would take us a good hour to an hour and a half to do the housekeeping boards. And now, you know, it's literally a push of a button. It's a few minutes. Yeah. So we can, our team can engage with the housekeeping team and do the proper type of morning stand-ups, let them know about the business in-house, you know, anomalies for the day or whatnot. So
I'm kind of chomping at the bit. You said gamification.
Yeah.
It's like during an Olympic thing happening or an Olympic year. I mean, what kind of gamification are we talking about here?
Yeah, absolutely. So our CEO, Audrey Lipchenko, she essentially had this vision for happifying hospitality. So we incorporated a Peloton-esque environment that we brought over to the platform. So now, as Patty was saying, whenever a housekeeper goes into a room, a few areas they'll get points for. And so this could be cleaning rooms within specific time frames, making good inspection scores, helping another team member out. So Ella helps out, you know, Sarah. Then also, whenever they're finished cleaning their rooms for the day, if they want to help others out, they can do that. And also, whenever they report work orders, they also get points for that. So very unique.
So funny thing about work orders. You can have consistent every day. You get points for this, and there's a leaderboard. So the room attendant can go in and see where they are on the leaderboard. So they're like having fun. But they're very. You realize how competitive people are. So very, very competitive. So it's fun. But you can also run little one-off games. So it was so funny. We wanted to work on work orders. And so the fact that the room attendants can be in the room and in there, the work order system is in that room. There's a button on their room tile that they're in room 102 or whatnot. There's a button, work order, they hit it. And so that was the deal is, guys, when you're in the room, we want you to take the extra couple seconds, look around, put work orders in. And so engineering comes over there like, oh my gosh, you have to stop. I love the game, but we're dying. There's only three of us.
Too much is
too much of a good thing. Yeah.
Which isn't necessarily a bad thing.
Right. Though. But that ties into your customer scores. Yeah. It's the little things, you know, is the little cover on the peephole missing, you know, but it's those little things, you know, what does the shower runner look like, you know, is it starting to kind of degrade and get the hot water spots? So it's those little things that make a difference and make your room feel clean and the guests feel like, okay, you know, they're really taking care of the suite.
Attention to detail. I mean, yeah. We've all been in a hotel room and we looked in the nooks and crannies and said, it immediately changes your whole outlook.
It's
not only just
things.
That room, but just the facility in general.
Yeah.
So let's talk about customization and adaptability. Are there customizable options within the integration that can be tailored, say, to Texas A&M specific needs or anybody else?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think when it comes down to partnership, it's very important that there's vendor alignment. And so as head of business development at Purple Cloud, what I noticed in the industry is that there is a lack of vendor vision. A lot of times companies will essentially partner for, you know, 12 months, 24 months, but we need to look further than that. And so with Maestro, as well as Texas A&M, the vendor alignment is there. And so when Patty and the team, you know, ask for questions, hey, can we build this out? Can we add this? We actually can see, hey, we can save time in this area. We go to the Maestro team, you know, call Margaret and the team up, and they're so happy to start building out and wireframing and putting our minds together on how to support Texas A&M.
Yeah, and that's just been great because we are never, like I said, turned down. And so I think what that does for our team is it's allowed them to kind of be visionaries and be like, what if? Let's do this. And surely we're not the only ones, you know, this is certainly going to be helpful to other hotel operators as well. So that's what's just been great for us. Yeah. Because so many times you get, you know, this is our platform. There's also within the Purple Cloud, the ability to take photos. So one of the difficulties the front desk always had is, guests would come up or call or text and say, hey, my room wasn't cleaned. So part of our protocols are if a room attendant goes to a room and the do not disturb sign is on, they take a picture of the room. And that's in that tile. So when the front desk note, when a guest comes up, they can see, okay, the room attendant stopped by at 12, again at 2, and they're supposed to have 3 touch points, and then the final one before they leave for the day. And so that, again, is powerful, you know, conversation. And so not to tell the customer you're wrong, you know, but sometimes they just forget. They forget that little, you know, it was their D&D light was on. So the front desk is able to have those intelligent conversations. And then the guest is always like, oh my gosh, you're right. I forgot to do that. No problem. We'll get someone up there immediately, you know, to get your room clean. So that piece of it is tremendous. And then from an engineering standpoint, they love it too, because they're seeing everyone's seeing the same information. Everyone's got all the information. And with prior systems, it was like engineering was restricted to this. This is what they could see. This is what rooms could see. And everyone can see everything. And so for the same purpose, when a room attendant's in the room, they can take a picture of, instead of saying, hey, there's a scratch on the wall, they can take a picture of the location, which just makes it so much easier for engineering. Or they're going to know, okay, I'm going to need to take this equipment with me to the room because I have this picture and I understand what's going on, as opposed to I need to go to the room, do a visual inspection, figure out what I need, go back down, get what I need. Again, it's time. Right. It's time. And so, you know, that just, I think our rooms, we're 6 years young now, and our rooms look as good as they did when we've opened. I think a lot of that, you know, has to do with what we've been able to do over the last year or two, with really staying up with the preventative maintenance items, the little stuff.
Yeah.
So
we've talked about what's been done in a relatively short period of time, but let's talk about the future. I mean, clearly this must be good news for all of you, right? It's a win-win all around. But specifically with Maestro and Purple Cloud coming together, what does the future hold now? Because you have the reviews, you have the feedback. Where are we going from here?
I don't see it stopping, honestly. I was going to mention that one of the things that we've done with Purple Cloud, and we've done it with some other companies as well, we've written close to over 1,000 different integrations to other companies, not in the same space, but the relationship speaks to that we're not stopping. They're a part of sometimes our sales meetings because they keep us, you know, we like to collaborate. We like to know what's going on. We like to talk amongst the salespeople to find out, okay, where do we need to go next? What are we hearing out in the field? And he's been a part of our meetings, I think, twice in 1 year, which is really unusual because, it's very hard to find willing and able partners that just want to keep going with it. And I do know there's a number of things on the boards. I don't know if we can speak to it right now, but there's things that we do have planned to further the work order side for our condo owner piece. There's a number of things that, you know, that are on the books, and hopefully with wonderful partners like Patty's Conference Center, you know, she'll find other things so we can even make it that much better. But I think it just speaks to, you know, it's really important that vendors play well together. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that we're very proud of with our relationship. Mm-hmm. And not only are our customers number one to us, but those vendor relationships are just as important.
Well, and that's to speak to that again from the end user, the customer, to you guys is, so many times when we were trying to navigate different interfaces, it would be like, oh, well, you have to go talk to this other person. You have to, and it's like, we're not the tech people. And so with this relationship, it's like, oh yeah, no problem. Let me call Maestro and we're going to work it out. And we're like, oh, it's off our shoulders. And so that's where we would feel defeated sometimes, because it's like, well, we don't talk that language. We just know what we want it to do.
And you got to run your property.
Yeah. And so it's just like, so many times it would just be like, we just don't have the bandwidth, the time to be able to do this. Yeah, it's important. So that's what's been so great is just, it's easy.
Yeah.
It's just, and so thank you too. It's just been, yeah, it's been so easy.
And the partnership that mm-hmm. all of you think have spoken of, and Tyler, you referenced, we get the band together. You know, mm-hmm. it's a really, you're, you're not supposed to call business people rock stars in today's day and age, but I mean, you really become rock stars, right? Because you're working together and it's all for a great win-win situation on all sides. So final thoughts as we're closing out here, Tyler?
I'm just really excited to continue our partnership.
Absolutely.
We've got a lot of fun things and intriguing things that we're going to be taking to market soon. So, and as we move along, I'm excited to continue our relationship with Texas A&M. And yeah, absolutely.
Margaret?
Ditto.
Well said.
I can't say it any better.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to hear all the new stuff coming down the pipeline. So hopefully we can, amp it up even more. So.
Good news, 2024 looking very bright and beyond that. So thank you for sharing all your thoughts here and congratulations on the success that all of you are seeing with this. Want to thank all of you for being here, of course, because our time is tight. We need to get them to their next workshop. We're at a busy event right now. And as we said, time is always the most valuable commodity we have. And so we obviously showed how we can save time and money here. So thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I want to thank all of you for tuning in and listening to Conducting Conversations podcast brought to you by Maestro PMS. Of course, you can visit maestropms.com for more information there to learn more about everything we talked about here and get in contact if you'd like. And subscribe to the podcast so you can hear more engaging conversations like the one you heard today. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney. Thanks again for joining with us. And we hope to connect with you on another podcast soon.